I only come back because Deontay Wilder made me do this. Mm-hmm. He told me I couldn't come back. I was too fat and I was finished. So he gave me the motivation to come back. And
that was the motivation, him talking all that
100%,
trash.
You know, I was lineal heavyweight champion of the world, won all the belts, and I had a lot of time off, 2.5 years, and a lot of people said I'd never, ever, ever return. Because to lose that much weight and to come from where I've come from, I had mental health problems, alcoholism, addiction to drugs, everything you can think of, I've been there and done it. And I saw this little video he made, and he said, yeah, Tyson Fury is finally finished. We'll never, ever see him again. And I thought, you know what? That was the day I got my running shoes back out. And I started a run, but then I ended up walking because I couldn't run 100 yards because I was that fat.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxboys.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio hashtag TBV podcast. Wherever hashtags are used, you already know. It doesn't stop around here. We love putting it in. We love working. We love talking boxing. So we're back with another one this morning in New York City, the tri-state area, one of the hottest radio stations in the tri-state, Power 105, home to Charlemagne the God, DJ Envy, and Angela Lee, hosted Tyson Fury. Yeah, I know. I'm just as shocked as you. Like, I was not expecting Tyson Fury to be on Power 105. Now, if you know Tyson Fury, if you follow him closely enough the way that I do, you know that he's actually a huge hip-hop fan. So this wouldn't be out of the normal for him if you follow him as much as, you know, his hardcore fans do. But for the average eye, seeing this 6'9" white guy on Power 105 going back and forth with Charlemagne the God, as Charlemagne says to his face that Deontay Wilder is going to beat him, was quite entertaining. And we got to see a side of Tyson Fury that we're not used to. And we're going to gather here today to talk about that. We'll go back and forth and see what you guys thought. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. I'm going to head on out to my co-hosts and get this thing started.
Him 50 million. Whether people thought it was real or not, motherfucker, we ain't playing. Who got time to play? I'm ready to whoop ass and get this money. You feel me?
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWinners.com.
Yo.
What's up? Tyson Fury on the Breakfast Club. I think somebody in our group chat or on the show has said something about that. I'm not quite sure his name, though, but we're just going to leave it at that. You know, Tyson Fury, yep, he is, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop. He loves hip-hop. He is a part of the culture. I mean, every time he says something, he pretty much references a hip-hop track or a hip-hop song or a lyric, you know what I'm saying, something like that. So seeing him going back and forth on the Breakfast Club with Charlemagne, like having the mic scene and having the, how do I say it, the intelligent articulation to go back and forth with Charlemagne like that was very impressive. So, and we saw a side to Tyson Fury that we don't normally see. Like, we saw him really open up about the mental health issues, the drinking, the drugs, the partying. He said he used to leave his wife and he may be gone for like 3 or 4 days and he'll end up in like New York or somewhere. I was just like, what kind of life is that? Like, damn. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into it, chop it up, man, and see how the fans think and how the fans feel.
Well, first things first, really quick, big congratulations to both Fury and Wilder. If I'm reading from our production chat right, it looks like the tickets have sold out or are looking like they will be sold out, and it's only been on sale for 19 minutes. This is when I'm happy to be media. I don't have to worry about those damn tickets. But holy schmoly. Looks like our TBV appreciation night might turn into a TBV watch party.
You fucking feel me? You're part of the damn ticket, nigga.
Look like we can't get into the fight. Like, this is what I'm saying about regular folk. Like, it's such bullshit. Like, this is where Joshua has it right.
Stadium.
You know what I'm saying? Get them stadium seats and let everybody come fucking witness you, man. But you know what? The reason that we got it like that is because they want you not to come. They'd rather you pay that fucking $100 on pay-per-view because you paying money to the venue, right? Like, how much do they get from them ticket sales? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, but you got merchandising. But if you smart, man, and you fucking do a stadium, you got to be smart enough to fucking control everything. The fucking concession, the parking, all that shit.
Yo, the point is, yo, the lowest ticket was $75. And
did you see the one on sale right now that Rob was looking at? One of them was fucking $314. The other one was fucking $513.
Man, I'm good. Watching that shit from press row. If I decide to go, because like if I have the appreciation night, I'm not even gonna cover it. Like Daniel might end up covering it because I'm gonna have so much shit to do.
Yeah, but, I feel you.
Yeah, man, let's get into it. I want your thoughts, man, because I know you got all soft on Tyson. You seen him on Charlemagne, and I think you got a little love for him now.
I mean, I seen this fucking real sports story a couple years ago when he first won the title, but this was like before I said all this shit happened. But for him to open up like this, like I mean, just talking like he was open, like freely talking about his fucking problems, like. Just how he was drinking, how he was using drugs. I don't think he said he was cheating on his wife. So I don't want to put that out there. But just to come back, I said I don't think he said it. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't
put it in our minds. We wasn't even thinking it.
Why you cut me off? Now you're making a bigger deal about it. The man was not cheating on his wife. Okay, he did not say that. Did not.
Why did you bring that up?
Because I was thinking, like, you know what I'm saying, what all he said, you know what I'm saying? But now,
you know why you was thinking it? Because he said he was staying out the house sometimes all night, sometimes coming back at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then he finished it off by saying sometimes 3 days later. So you know why your mind wandered. But the problem is you didn't really want to say all that because you're trying to make it seem like he's such this nice guy all after this.
He is a nice guy, man. Look at him.
Oh, after I seen him on Breakfast Club, I seen a side of him that I'm not used to, and it's
Hey, I got a heart. I got a heart, man. I don't know about you. I got a heart, man.
Yeah, every fucking hard question, he's like, I'm not gonna talk about the price. Next, I'm not gonna talk about the price.
Why are you talking about fucking bestiality? You know? Who wants to talk about that shit? If he said it, he said it. I don't.
You went to the most extreme topic, but Charlemagne asked a few questions on a few separate topics that he decided on not answering.
Like what? The only one he didn't answer was the one about the.
It was like three. I promise you. I just
the Jewish people. He
come to me.
Something about the Jewish people, something about bestiality, and something else. But I think Tyson Fury is just like Billy Joe Saunders, got bad jokes, bad timing with jokes, and just got bad humor.
Here goes one. See, because I ain't had to go as all extreme like you. I'm not trying to make him look bad, but he brought up, Charlemagne brought up PDs and how
Tyson. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell the listeners, the casual listening, and also didn't get a chance to listen to the Power 105 interview with Charlemagne the God and Tyson Fury, the lineal champ who's going to be facing Deontay Wilder. So, yeah, he asked him, he said, hey, didn't you have some thoughts on, what was it I just brought up?
PEDs being legal.
Being legal across all sports, he said, the board. And then Tyson was like, we're not going to talk about the past. You know what I'm saying? So, like, whatever. But that goes to show you that he's well-trained.
Yes.
Well schooled, whatever sounds better to you.
And he really,
because he did right staying away from shitty topics
and stay on something like a mental health, which is like just a big topic across the world. I know it is in America right now. I don't know across the world, but mental health is like a big issue in America. Everybody has something wrong, or you know, so I'm not saying that they don't, but mental health is a big issue now. But he tackled that. You know what I'm saying? He kind of became one of the poster boys for that shit in a way. Because
opinion,
in my opinion, yeah. I mean, you know,
in the span of a 20-minute interview.
No, I'm not even saying that. Like the way he talked, like the way he opened up. You know what I'm saying? It was just, to me, it was refreshing seeing a boxer open up like that about his personal life.
Let's hear him talk a little bit of personal stuff that melted your heart away.
Let's go.
At one point, your wife was like, she had to move out because things were pretty tough for you guys. I'm sure her having 100%. To deal with that.
Can you imagine being married to Jack the Lad, the heavyweight champion of the world, the talker, the person everybody's like talking about and all that sort of stuff. And then it all goes wrong. Like he hits the drink. He's out every night till 5 a.m. Sometimes didn't come home for 3 days. I'd go to the shop and end up in New York from Morecambe. Mm-hmm. I could be anywhere. Like it was crazy. It was way out of control. Something needed to happen, and it did.
Were you violent? No.
He said something needed to happen, and it did. What do you think was that pivotal moment?
The Deontay Wilder DM.
So you think it was the original audio?
Yeah, I think it was Wilder saying, "Hey, man, you're probably done. You know what I'm saying? You had a good run. You'll never be the same type of Fury that you were. You'll never beat me. I'll kick your ass." You know what I'm saying? All kind of little jabs. Wilder probably did it on purpose just to try to motivate him and make him want to come back and fight him. But at the same time, when you open up a DM.
Why do you say DM?
Maybe a text message. I mean, phone call. I mean,
why do you say that and not video? Because I can hear Tyson Fury saying, "I seen a little video he did." You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because
you like trying to, like, I don't know,
because
like,
they have a good,
trying to not to give Ness the credit or something.
They have a good relationship, but yeah, the video that you did, yep, did play a part in it. But I'm saying after that video that he watched on your channel, he probably hit up Wilder in the DM. You know what I'm saying? Probably like, "Hey man, I seen that video you did."
Probably's Mike. Well, I wonder why is Mike assuming though?
Look here, man.
Mike,
after he seen your video,
hypothetical conversations in people's DM that he don't know took place or not. What's
after,
up?
After he seen your video with Wilder, he got pissed off and got his track shoes and started running again.
Yeah, that's all I know. In the audio, he said, "After I seen a little video Wilder did, I got my track shoes out. I tried to run, but I couldn't run 100 yards. But this is what I think sold Mike.
I fought many big tall fellas who could punch hard. Do you not think Vladimir Klitschko could punch hard with 65 knockouts, Olympic gold medalist? But what you got to do is you got to hit that big chin with fur on it there. I mean, if you can't do that, you're not going to win. And I don't think he can hit the target, not at all. He's not well-skilled enough.
What do you think of Anthony Joshua?
I think he's a big weightlifting bum.
Me too.
100%. I'm glad we agree on something. Come on, give me some skin. Listen, I think Anthony Joshua and Wilder, if they ever fought Wilder, would knock him out in the first four rounds.
I say the
100%.
Same thing.
The easiest fight in the world for me at the minute is AJ. Well, they will not fight me. They will not fight Wilder. They don't want to fight anybody with a pulse. Mm. Come on, if anyone's going to fight, you're going to fight for $50 million, are you not?
Yeah.
Come on, take that fight. Mm-hmm. Even Lennox Lewis said, Take the fight, but no, let them do their own thing. But the two best heavyweights in the world at the moment who's willing to fight each other are me and Wilder. At least we're daring to be great.
What did you think? A lot of shaming of AJ. I wonder how this is being received. And no, still no response from AJ. No IFL video, no DAZN, no Akin Barak, nothing.
I think he's being strategic if he wins, you know what I'm saying? Go and put it out there. AJ's an easy fight for me, you know what I'm saying? Try and get it inside his head and all that kind of shit. But at the same time, I mean, the premise, you know what I'm saying, the storyline that everybody's going with, Fury stepped up when AJ wouldn't. Isn't that what we're saying? I mean, not what we're saying, but what the general public, maybe consensus might be saying? Hello? Would you agree? Or would you just eat your fingers?
I totally blanked out. What is the general public saying?
That Tyson Fury stepped up when AJ wouldn't. So with that being said, I mean,
I don't know if the general public is saying that. That's definitely the narrative that Tyson Fury is pushing.
Yeah, I mean,
it would be good if enough people got behind the narrative.
I think people are getting behind the narrative. You know what I'm saying? I think I've seen some stuff out there that goes along with Tyson Fury's narrative, but Eddie Hearn's always trying to destroy that kind of narrative, but it is what it is. But same time, I mean, I think he just doesn't like the way Eddie Hearn does business, and AJ's a part of that, so he doesn't like AJ. So it's going to be bad blood there, and plus they're two top British heavyweights, and one of them got all the belts that another one had to relinquish.
Let me see if we got this audio.
I only come back because Deontay Wilder made me do this.
Mm-hmm. That's not it. Let me see this.
At one point, your wife was like,
That's not it. Let me see this.
Or maybe I could late stoppage. Could be a late stoppage. But we'll see. I'm going to go for a first round knockout.
You mean towards first round knockout?
First round knockout or a unanimous decision on points.
How long has Tyson Fury been here? How long is it?
About 12 minutes.
Then in 12 minutes, I like you a lot, especially, you know, everything that you stand for with mental health. But you're not beating Deontay Wilder.
Uh-oh. That I was going to ask Charlamagne. Charlamagne's a huge happening. Boxing
well,
fan. Charlamagne,
not,
what do you think, Charlamagne?
100%. Deontay Wilder's a bomb.
How do you call it, Charlamagne?
I actually think it's going to be like 5-6 rounds.
And then what's he going to do?
Huh?
How is he going to win?
I want to say knockout, but I think I don't know. I don't know if he'll knock you out, but I think it'll go to distance. I think he's going on point.
12 round fight. So
I feel the same way.
It's
going to
be 6 rounds.
It could be two things. It can either go to distance and he wins on points, or Deontay can knock you out by the 5th or 6th round.
Yeah, listen, the only chance he's got is knocking me out, and anybody can be knocked out, especially in the heavyweight division. But the one thing he ain't going to do is beat me on points. I throw too many punches, and I'm that much fitter than he is.
Yo, he said he's that much fitter than he
is. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily agree with that.
But he does throw more punches.
Does he?
If we think about the Vlad fight, maybe he didn't in that fight, but you want to believe that Tyson throws more punches because he's the boxer.
I mean, isn't he like a boxer kind of puncher?
I mean, he was fighting off the front foot in the Vlad fight that I remember. And
yeah.
He had a fight in all these other turnaround comeback fights and all that stuff, but like, yeah, man. I don't know. Final thoughts. What's your final thoughts on this Fury video?
Shit, good for Fury. I mean, I've been seeing a lot of good things about the video, a lot of support out there for the video. So, I mean, maybe he's leaving his mark. Maybe he's doing what the right thing and building up this fight, you know?
Yeah, the comments on the video were huge for him. You know, people really taking to him. I didn't even really see any negative comments. Right now, the video is at 120,836 views and 1,682 comments. The most liked comment comes 6 hours ago, and it says, I thought the thumbnail was fake. Never thought I'd see Fury on The Breakfast Club. 988 likes. No dislikes. And if there are, there's not enough to register a number. There's actually, I see no dislike. Like, I don't see any dislikes unless, again, they're not registering. You only see the large amount of thumbs up on everyone else's comments. Like, someone said, tea is dinner in the UK. Envy talking about sipping tea.
Yeah.
149 likes.
That got me too. I was like, tea. Okay.
Look at this one. Never been a fan of Fury, but I got to admit, he has the hardest name ever in combat sports.
Yeah, it does. It does. Real name that.
Damn, Rigo Bryant. Having anxiety sucks, especially when you're black, because no one around you fully understands. So he like you said, you know, a spokesperson for those people with mental health and anxiety issues, they're coming out. I see no negative comments. Tyson is one of the coolest people ever, a true master of mental warfare. I love both fighters, but this guy Tyson Fury is so damn entertaining as hell, and he's funny as hell. Much respect. I like the Tyson story about overcoming addiction. Been there myself. His views on mental health issues were spot on. Luis Ortiz was 49 years old and had bad blood pressure.
Fucking soundbite, man, but it fucking didn't come through. Fuck. That shit was funny as fuck, man. He was like, he's fucking 49 years old.
Was actually a really insightful interview. Can't believe it was only 20 minutes when you give those thoughts 60 minutes. Shaking my head.
Those thoughts, goddamn me. Them bitches goddamn me come through with the ratings.
They turn the ratings upside down, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But let's go out to the callers. You know the number to call in. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Legendary boxer with the computer in the background, like a rookie.
What's going on, guys?
What up, Rook?
What's going on, guys? See, this is what it takes to promote a big fight in the global big pay-per-view in America. Like, I hope the UK fans are kind of understanding, because that fucking punk AJ was making excuses to even come to US to even do a fucking press conference. You don't have to just do a press conference. You have to do shit like this in America to fucking promote. And this is not the only show that Tyson's doing. He's going to be on the Joe Rogan podcast also. That's the most listened to podcast.
Who said that? Well, where are you getting this info from? Let me know.
Just listen and learn, buddy. Just take notes, okay?
Okay, okay. I'm listening, but
I remember another guy that told us listen and learn, and you know, he's not fighting Dominic Brazil, last I checked.
But I'm just saying though, like, have you heard it like through a source?
But
I didn't say you did, but another one of our listeners
trying to make excuses. AJ was trying to make
it. Doing on that podcast, bro.
I'm not good. I don't have time for press conferences and shit.
I listen, goddamn me, flowers or some shit, nigga. Because I've been doing my goddamn. They've been listening. Sorry, a box. Go ahead.
Damn, bro, you always keep cutting me off.
You got him excited, bro. You got him excited because he thinks he gave the world this joke.
He don't understand, bro. I put all that shit together, man. Why you give him a props, bro? I said First Take. I said Breakfast Club. I said Joe Rogan podcast. All on one show. Yo, all in one show, bro.
Mike really thinks he's giving boxing promoters the idea to.
They ain't been doing this shit. How many boxers have been on Joe Rogan podcast? I'll wait.
Brandon Briggs. Listen, Brandon Schwab and Joe Rogan have been saying for months they want Fury on the show. They like and they're big fans of him. Relax. Jesus Christ.
Bro, they ain't been saying that shit that they want him.
I don't think
they haven't come to them.
Let this fight. Oh, shit, man. Let me speak.
Bro, hey, I don't give a fuck about you speaking, bro. Calm your ass down. Now speak.
Mike, let me speak, man. Jesus Christ. You can't even let me speak. What the fuck?
Speak.
God damn. You can't even.
You want to cuss or do you want to speak, motherfucker?
Chill. Let me speak. Chill.
Speak.
Hey, Ness.
Yo.
Ness.
Yo.
How the fuck did Barclays let this fight get away, man? This fight doesn't belong in L.A. I thought this fight.
Money.
What kind of money?
What you mean? What kind of money?
Is paying them that much?
The kind of money that makes you leave the fucking. Where has Deontay been fighting his last couple of fights? It's that common. Exactly. So it's that kind of money. The kind that makes you walk away from a fucking Barclay contract.
But remember, Richard Schaefer was like, even Vegas casinos, they only pay site fees of like $400,000-$500,000 to fights like not the biggest fight. So I don't think their stable center paid them that much. Man.
Okay. Also, but we also know that just because Steven Espinoza said that, well, you know that Mayweather said MGM gave him a Bugatti that cost $4.6 million.
Mayweather's different. I mean, like, these fights are not.
Why is Mayweather different? Why is Mayweather different?
Mayweather's gates are way bigger, man. Mayweather's gates are way bigger.
All right, but if somebody believes in you and believe you're the next whoever, they might invest in you. They might want to secure that all your fights are there, or this fight and future fights. It's just that's the way that it works. Yo. It was a bidding war.
Also, what about you? Are you going to go visit anybody in Campus Town, Wilder or Fury, maybe a Big Bear, or no?
I'm definitely going to see Wilder. You know, Fury is a, you got to see if is Fury going to treat me the way Luis Ortiz treated me and feels like I'm a mole, right? So it all depends. Is he going to let us in? But Boxer, thanks for punching after the bell. We appreciate you as always. You know, without the callers and listeners, this show just ain't.
That's yeah, it. Boy, y'all were just not want to give me my props, man. But it's all good, man. Y'all.
Mike, you on some casual shit right now, asking for props on signing. Like, everybody,
it's all good. I know you ain't got to spank him. It's all good, but
yo,
I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it.
I want the chat to tell him that First Take and what else you said?
Breakfast Club and Joe Rogan podcast.
Joe Rogan is the only original thing. Okay, that's the only original thing.
I said all three though, and all three are happening.
But it don't matter that you said all three when two have been getting done for years.
I mean, who? I didn't see Thurman versus Porter on the fucking First Take.
Family.
Did I see Thurman versus Porter on the?
Broner been on there. Porter been on there.
Broner and Garcia was on First Take, yes, but they weren't. They were not on Breakfast Club doing a fucking fight tour.
Yo, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's give him his props.
No, I don't need him.
Mike, they was listening, Mike. You got him. They heard you, baby. They went the First Take. They went to Breakfast Club. Yo, and then Wilder went. Wilder said, fuck that. Mike think he's slick. I'm going to go to Hot 97, too.
Yeah, there was a, yeah, okay.
What happened, Mike?
What happened with what?
Why you sound like that when you was like,
yeah. I mean, I just got some wrong information for that one. So, who says it wrong though? It could be coming out tomorrow. Wilder, Breakfast Club interview. You fucking never know. They could be just spacing out.
Look at Rick talking about MGK. I mean, what was that, Rick? Yeah, he said Breakfast Club whack after seeing the MGK interview. No thanks.
Bro, you crazy.
Who the fuck is MGK? Don't tell me Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, he was had a little beef with Eminem. Had a diss track. Yeah, she was fired though.
Is I'm gonna watch it just because you said it, Rick. But like, Machine Gun Kelly shouldn't be on there, man. Motherfucker ain't got no songs.
Okay.
That's why they lick MGK's butt.
Dude called me fucking Mike Tomlin. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Mike Tomlin. Yo, so yeah.
Press conference time.
Press conference. No, yeah, press conference started, ladies and gentlemen. So head on over to Showtime and check it out. We'll be back right here to review it. You already know your favorite podcast. Hit that thumbs up button, future, present, past, doesn't matter. Head on over to iTunes, drop us a 5-star review and helps with the visibility of the show. Let the world know that we are the biggest, baddest, bestest, greatest boxing podcast on the planeta. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Peace.
Follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. And y'all can give me my props over there. Peace out.
Props for Mike.